Welcome to the Beehive Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah's history. Overlooking the West Desert and Beaver County's Mineral Mountains is Wild Horse Canyon, a remote, dry, scrappy place that houses one of the most important prehistoric obsidian quarries in the Great Basin. Obsidian is a naturally occurring volcanic glass used by ancient people to manufacture razor-sharp tools such as projectile points and blades. Sources of obsidian are few, so the precious material was valued highly and traded widely across the Americas. Archaeologists can determine through chemical analysis not only the age of obsidian artifacts, but also their origin from specific quarries. In this way, ancient travel and trade routes can be traced. Archaeological studies at Wild Horse Canyon suggest that the site served as a major obsidian quarry and tool manufacturing station for this part of the Great Basin. The work of breaking and shaping the stone was performed at or near the quarry, and the finished or nearly finished products were then transported to users throughout central Utah and beyond. 50 miles south of the Mineral Mountains are the remains of four Fremont Indian villages, which were active for about 400 years between 900 and 1300 AD. Archaeological exploration of these villages has uncovered artifacts made of three types of obsidian, all of which come from the Wild Horse Canyon Quarry. No other quarry with these three types of obsidian has been discovered in Utah. The quarry at Wild Horse Canyon was a source of obsidian for a much larger area and a much longer time span than represented by the Fremont villages. The vast quantity of debris found at the Wild Horse Canyon site indicates much more than a few generations of use. Indeed, evidence from the quarry and from other prehistoric sites excavated in the Great Basin indicate that Wild Horse Canyon served as Western Utah's major obsidian quarry for several thousand years. Content for this episode of the Beehive Archive was provided by the Utah State Historical Society. Sources and past episodes of the Beehive Archive may be found at utahhumanities.org. For the Beehive Archive, a production of the Utah Humanities Council, I'm Megan Van Frank. Visit us online at kcpw.org and click on the Beehive Archive link.